This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
You know, my kids will bring me something. It may be nice. It may not be nice, depending on how young they are, how old they are. But I'm like, I appreciate that. That's really nice. Because, see, they thought of me enough to do that. And it's good. Alicia's real young. She might bring me a little something. I had a little bracelet she made me. And I like it because she made it. You know, it may not last long. I took it off because it was about to break because it was coming loose. But I had it on this morning. I know folks probably looking, what's that pastor wearing? You know, I said, I'm wearing my baby's bracelet. Is it in there? I'm wearing my baby, a string was coming loose, and I didn't want to get all over the floor. But I said, it may or may not be my colors and my color group and everything. But I had it all day, just so I had a string on. I didn't want it to fall and break. I'll go home and get it fixed so I can keep it. But you know, I don't care what you think. I care about what my baby thinks. She made daddy a bracelet, and that's cool. And my kids made me cards, and they made me other things. I like it because they made it. And if they made it, it's wonderful. And see, you need to let your kids know. You affirm them. You need to say things like, man, you're awesome. Deanna, Bobby, and Chris, and Alicia come in with these good grades, and we got to where we put it in the refrigerator, and Deanna put her stuff on the refrigerator, had a 99 on it, 98 or whatever, and I write a little note on the red pen, excellent, awesome, you know, great. Because, see, that's good. I appreciate them doing that. And I teach them. I say, you don't do it for daddy. You do it for you. You do it because God has excellence within you. You know, because you're not just doing it for me. I love it when they do that because that's like a pat on the back. You're doing a good job. Helen, you're teaching them well. Robert, you're doing a good job. Helen does most of the school work, so I had to give credit to her. You know, I'm at work doing things, and Helen works with the kids and does a great job. So all these kids getting A's in our family, I had to give most of the attribute. I had to attribute most of that to Mrs. Cook. But, you know, daddy still need to put the mark on it, too. Baby, that is good. I'll tell them in a minute, you're awesome. You know what? I think you're one of the smartest people in the world. Kids smile, and you know what? I ain't lying. I really think you ain't nobody in this world smarter than my kids. Your kids can be as smart, but they can't be no smarter. Okay? So we can all run together, okay? I ain't putting nobody down. But you can't be no smarter. Because I got the smartest kids in the world, and you can have the smartest kids in the world too. We can all, as Christians, have the smartest, because our kids are 10 times wiser than children in the world. Now, I believe that by my kids, and I say that to them, and I tell them, and then their self-esteem will go up. I tell them, you come in there with a C. I said, just because your last name starts with Cook don't mean you need to be bringing no C's in this house. I said, do you think of yourself as average? Is that what you think of yourself as average? Average is bad. You don't want to be average.
But Pastor, what if it's the best they can do?
You think that little of your child, that's the best they can do? I'm sorry. Their mother went all the way through high school with 1 A-. Don't you just hate her? She was a genius. I picked me a good one. I said, you hear Pastor talking about get somebody bring something to the table. Miss Cook bring a whole lot to the table. She was all-city cross-country track, head cheerleader, and a scholar. You don't find that because I got the last one. You can't find that everywhere. I'm blessed. I feel sorry for the rest. I got my good thing, you know. No, there's other people out there that are great too, but the Lord has blessed me. And see, her dad and her parents set that kind of expectation. If they accepted C's, C's would be acceptable to her. My parents didn't accept C's. My mother would be like, C's? Now, I'm not saying pick on this. I'm saying people will tell you your children can't do better, but what you tell them is what's most important. Do you really believe your child can't get an A? The only way they can't if something's wrong with their brain. So go to the doctor and see what the brain damage is. If you're not admitting your kids a brain damage, you have to raise the bar. I'm not saying beat them when they don't get an A. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying you set within them from a young age, you are a scholar. You are an A student. When I graduated high school, I thought college was 13th grade. My mother and them never had in our mind not going to college. I never even thought of it. It wasn't no thing about money or nothing. She's like, oh, yeah, when you graduate college. Yeah, when you get out of college. When you get in college. That's all I ever heard. So I thought college was 13th grade. Get out of 12th grade and go to college. Just like you went from 9th grade, 8th grade to 9th grade and 5th grade to 6th grade, middle school. That's all we ever knew. My parents set the expectation of success. I always got A's and B's. Always. Not because I'm so bright. It's because my parents wouldn't accept anything else, and they taught me not accepting. My mother said, good enough is never good enough. You never do what everybody else does. You always go the extra mile. So we had a book report, like I tell you about the book report we had, and it was on Christmas or Santa Claus or something like that. And my mother said, wouldn't it be nice if you get two pie plates, you put the pages between it, you staple it, and then you cut the paper, the shape of the pie plates, and put a beard like Santa Claus in the front. Wouldn't that be good? Sounds like fun. Let's do it. So I turned in my book report with Santa Claus on it. Now, you know I got an A++. I got A++ on everything. I always get A's in that kind of stuff because I was taught to go the extra mile. Do you know if you go the extra mile, you get the extra grade, you get the extra job, you get the extra good life, you get all the whipped cream on top of life?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And put a beard like Santa Claus in the front. Wouldn't that be good? Sounds like fun. Let's do it. So I turned in my book report with Santa Claus on it. Now, you know I got an A++. I got A++ on everything. I always get A's in that kind of stuff because I was taught to go the extra mile. Do you know if you go the extra mile, you get the extra grade, you get the extra job, you get the extra good life, you get all the whipped cream on top of life? But those people who are average, they get an average, mediocre life thanks to their parents. If your parents didn't set your expectations high enough, don't lower your kids. Raise the expectation. But don't just order they do, help them do. Tell them they can do. Boy, you are really good at that. I mean, that's the best I've ever seen. And when you do that when they're young, you build something in them that I want to do right for me. Nobody's got to tell me to do right. If my name's on it, I want it done right. If I'm the pastor's church, I don't want nobody messing it up. Because that's all part of its extension of me. I'm the pastor of this church. If you mess up another church, I'm not responsible for that church. If my name's on, I want it done right. I want people to do it right. If you work in the office with me, I want it done right. If you don't want it done right, go work where they don't care. Go where the average people work at. If you don't want to be above average, don't work with me. I don't even want you near me. Because I don't like that. We are the best that we can possibly be. Our motto is excellence in ministry, excellence in living. If you want to slide by and live in sin, you probably should go to another church where they don't mind you sliding by living in sin. But it's going to be hard to go to hell from Joy Faith Christian Center. I guarantee you that. Because you are not going to live according to the word with the excellency of the knowledge of Christ and go to hell. But you roll the dice any other way. Now, go to a good church. We're not the only good church in town. But be that dad of encouragement. I will get on you guys about living right and doing right. But you know I love you and I encourage you too. I encourage you to study more. I encourage you to further your education. I encourage you to eat right. I encourage you to do everything that any good father would do for their children so they can be healthy and prosperous. I encourage you to manage your money, don't I? Yes. I encourage you not spend more money than you make or you're not going to be blessed. I encourage you to come to church on a regular basis because there are things you don't know and impartations you need to receive. I encourage you to pray. Everything that's a Christian principle, I encourage you in it. That's me being a good spiritual father to you. Being a good pastor, you. I don't discourage you from any of those things. Well, don't worry about going to church. It's okay. Oh, you know, just do whatever you want to with your money. Just pray. I got a special anointing I put on you. That's not going to work. I'm not going to tell you that. You've got to speak well. People do well in this church. I like to tell them. I say, man, that so-and-so did so-and-so. I like to brag on them in the congregation. So-and-so happened. I like that because I want us to have a positive environment here where we build each other. Because I don't care how negative the world is. If this church will be what I have in my heart for it to be, you will always come here and have people who will believe with you. You always have people who will believe in you. People will encourage you. Girl, I know it's tough in school, but that's what you want to do. Stay with it. Ain't nobody gonna spoil you. You can do it. I mean, everybody's saying that to anybody. All of our children be smothered with confidence, be smothered with, you know, you can do all things through Christ. I don't care if they're not your birth child. They're still your child because they're a member of this congregation. And all these are our children. We be the village of Joy of Faith Christian Center. Like Paul said, the church to be at West Palm Beach, Joy of Faith Christian Center. And we encourage them and we believe in them. And if need be, we fund them as long as they're doing right. And we be that family of God the way it's supposed to be that so many people are afraid to be because so many people take advantage of folks. But see, if I get like that, I have to throw out people trying to take advantage of people. Like the Bible said, they're still brothers and sisters, but have nothing to do with them. That means you excommunicate them because you can't be that trusting an environment where people aren't trustworthy. People have to believe, think of people other than just yourself. Another point, be a dad who praises encouragement. Give your praise lavishly, not disingenuous. I'm not talking about your kid coming in with a D and you start praising them for that. I ain't talking about that. And there's some folks think, say everything good. If it ain't good, don't call it good. You ain't got to jump on them. You just say, you know what? Because if my kids came in with a D, I would say, let me talk to you. We got to talk. You got a D here on this Ed line or FCAT or whatever it is. Is that the best you can do? And what are they going to say? Or better question, what am I going to accept? If you tell me that's the best I can do, the teacher did, the so-and-so did, I say, I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else. I'm talking to you. I want you to answer for yourself without bringing nobody else into it. Is that the best you can do? Do you think your brain is damaged or something's wrong with you? Well, no. Nobody's going to admit something's wrong with them. I said, if nothing's wrong with you, with effort, you can do better than that. And I want you to learn to expect, not daddy going to spank you, mad at you, all this kind of stuff, because I don't want them serving me. If they serve you, soon they get the house, they're going to go crazy. You got to teach them to do it for themselves. What do you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as a poor student, a poor educated person? Well, no. I said, do you think you're as smart as people get A's? Yeah, but the teacher, we don't want to hear about the teacher. Do you think you are as smart as everybody else? Or do you think you can do any work anybody else does? Well, yes. I said, if you can, then you need to do it. Because you need to not let yourself down. I told one of them a couple of months ago, I said, if you homeless on the street, that ain't gonna bother me. But I think you might be a little upset about it. So if you don't want to end up like that kind of situation, you have to pay the price to have a job you like going to. And I said, the skills that you get in this preparatory thing are going to be used for life. I know some of the stuff you don't see the relevance, and I'll just honestly tell you some of it is irrelevant. But a lot of it is necessary. And the more of it you know and the more of a command you have of science and math and these type of things, the better you're going to be in society. Just trust me because I wouldn't lie to you. Your mother and I love you. We want to see all of you all do well.
Today's message has been How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
west of Old England. A WCNO corporate underwriter has the best